This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And we invite you on over to our website over at freetalklive.com. The features that you'll find there on the website, completely free. So head over there and enjoy those on us. You actually can control the content of the site by submitting different things to it. So if you find something online that you think's interesting, maybe it's a blog post or maybe something fun, maybe a YouTube video, you can submit it and then other listeners can vote up or down as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested. So go ahead and give it a shot over at freetalklive.com. In fact, things have been a little slow on the site since we had a major outage over the weekend due to a hardware failure, which was just awful. Probably the worst technical difficulties we've had. So the site was down for over 24 hours, which is really bad.
And, yeah, that stinks.
Right. So like when websites go away, people don't tend to come back quite as quickly. And so wanted to welcome you back if you haven't been back. And drop on in, register for an account, and try it out. See what it's like to help vote up and vote down the different items that you'll see on the site. Because usually it's a real good show prep source for us. We go there to see what our listeners are thinking about and what you guys think is interesting. And of course, the best way to get what you want on the air is to call in at 855-453. Coming up here tonight, what I consider to be one of the most important news pieces that I've ever read from the New York Times. We'll get to that here in a moment. But first, Chris is on the line in California. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Hello.
Hey, Chris.
I found the talk about the Federal Reserve interesting yesterday, I believe it was. And the thing that is that most pisses people off about it who look into it is when the Federal Open Market Committee purchases U.S. Treasury security. Basically, they're purchasing it using the fractional reserve system, which means that they only have to have 10% or maybe even less on reserve.
Now, these treasuries are what the federal government is selling to finance itself, right? And the Federal Reserve is the buyer of last resort for those treasuries, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Well, they're supposed to be the buyer or the loaner of last resort. But when they buy those treasuries, I mean, you're right about what they're for. But when they buy them, basically they're purchasing a treasury and then making interest on that with money that they made out of thin air.
Right. And where's the interest come from?
So the public is sitting there paying a bunch of private bankers who have the power to make money out of thin air, to borrow said thin air money.
It's a crazy scam.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a crazy scam, and it's just from top to bottom, it's criminal. And like you point out, they're charging interest on money that they're printing out, which of course means it's impossible to ever pay back the principal because they're charging more in interest than exists in the economy as far as the money that's out there.
Yeah, and that's why most of the federal income tax goes to paying the Federal Reserve. And
right,
that's
but
why
it's,
Andrew Jackson fought against the banks.
Yeah, and it's not sustainable. Wait, I thought Andrew Jackson was in favor of centralized banking. Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of Hamilton. Apologize. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just a huge scam, and there's no real way out of it, at least through the governmental system. So I think the only solution, I'd love to hear your idea for a solution, Chris, but it seems like the best solution to me is to create alternative currencies and to somehow popularize them to the point where we can just leave the Federal Reserve note behind.
Yeah, I actually like Bitcoin, and I participated in that. But that's because Bitcoin is more like gold. And in that there's a finite quantity of it, and the money is that quantity of money has been created. And so when somebody makes a loan, the interest is there theoretically, and it's possible to pay back the principal plus the interest on that loan if you have the market dictating what's going on. The problem with the Federal Reserve is they artificially drive down the interest rates. Right now they're about 0.25%. The banks go and they borrow money from them because it's at 0.25%, and they don't have to pay for it. And instead of taking deposits from somebody, which is more of a capitalist system, and then they don't have to worry about going under. There's no incentive there because they'll always get bailed out by the American taxpayer. What would probably be better is because gold is finite, and the issue with that is as the population increases, you're going to run out of money for everybody.
Gold like Bitcoin can be divided down, right? So, I mean, Bitcoin's better than gold in that way because Bitcoin you can go down to like 0.00000 something or other. You can really get divided down into the digits with that. But gold, you can, you know, as the price, as it becomes more valuable in society, it's just, you just have to use less of it. So it doesn't matter that it's finite. In fact, as you pointed out earlier, because it's finite is what makes it valuable.
Yes, that's true, but there is also the issue of population and how many people are going to be having gold. So, at some point, the supply and demand rule is going to change how I would say the standard of living is. And so that would have to be looked at.
Supply and demand doesn't exist in a vacuum, right? So we also have silver out there, which is not worth as much as gold. And so it's even easier to divide silver down and make it into more useful, I guess. I'm not sure what word I'm looking for, useful pieces, if you will. Like, obviously, we are familiar with an ounce of silver, but what we're seeing now, actually, in the Keene area, is there's a new business venture that's starting up that is going to be looking to have divisible silver in that they're going to make tenths of silver, so little tenth pieces that you can carry around with you in your pocket. I think they're also going to do quarter-ounce pieces. I've seen quarter-ounce pieces before, but I've never seen it divided down into tenths, so I think that's an interesting new way to do it, and of course it's experimental. So we're going to see what happens, whether they're going to throw in the towel after a few weeks, or if they're going to really make this into a success and make it so business owners accept them. Because really, that's the ultimate challenge, is to get the ideas of hard money and real value-backed currency out into the population and get it, you know, beyond the people that understand the intricacies and difficulties and confusing factors of the Federal Reserve System, because it is confusing.
I've seen it in the news recently.
What, silver or the Federal Reserve?
Silver. But didn't that South Carolina business where they passed a law or something? And I remember California a little while back. There was a business in California that was accepting silver.
And in Utah, I think they did something. Chris, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But getting it outside of the Liberty community is the most important part. I mean, the Liberty community isn't big enough at all to sustain an alternative currency, I don't think. Certainly, we're pretty spread thin throughout the country, although if you look at these Ron Paul rallies, there's some indicators that show that maybe things are changing.
Yeah.
But all that said, you know, you got to have something viable. The business model has to be viable. It has to make money for the people that are doing the business, but yet also still be affordable enough for the people, you know, for people on the other end of it, the consumers, to want to use this currency. One of the tricky parts with doing tenths of silver, of course, is that there's labor that's involved. And so I don't want to talk too much about their business plan. I don't know it intricately. But I know that it's right now a guy in his house pouring silver into molds and literally making his own silver piece.
Interesting.
And so, I mean, obviously, you've got to start somewhere, and that's where they're going to start. And if it keeps working, they'll probably figure out better ways to automate the process and make it more efficient and bring the cost per piece down. But there's some labor involved in creating each one of those pieces. So, therefore, you can't just take an ounce price of silver and divvy it by 10 and say, that's the price of this. No, you'd have to divvy it by 10 and then add in a buck or whatever for the cost of actually making the piece. So there's a lot of hoops to jump through and hills to climb. So we'll see how it goes. 855-450-FREE. But these are important things for people to be doing, and inevitably mistakes are going to be made, and some things are going to live and they're going to die, and hopefully out of all of it we'll see a move, a transition away from the Federal Reserve note. More coming up. You can take control.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am that genius. Takes away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this affordable debt.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features there for free, including archives going all the way back to late 2006. You can go and download as much as you would like over at freetalklive.com. Now, the Seasteading Institute want to create freedom on the open seas. Maybe you've heard about them. We've certainly talked about seasteading in the past, the idea of setting sail and getting away from governments on the mainland. Now, you can actually meet some of the people involved in the Seasteading Institute because they are having what I believe to be their first conference. That you can meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's happening May 31st through June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration is available prior to May 1st, and special rates are also available for students and the press. You can get 10% off with promo code FTL if you get registered before May 1st over at seasteading.freetalklive.com. That's seasteading.freetalklive.com. All right, our number again, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, I think a really important piece from the New York Times about psychedelics and helping people cope with the idea of their own demise. We'll get to that here in a moment, but Debbie is on the line in Cincinnati. You can take control of the airwaves. Hello, Debbie. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
With Aaron and Julia.
How are you?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to the gentleman on 12:30 about Trayvon Martin and the rescind of the apology of Zimmerman.
Tell me more about it, because obviously we weren't listening to the same show. We're doing our own show right now. So what was it that was being said?
Well, they just basically were saying that Zimmerman rescinded his apology to the public and the family.
He rescinded his apology?
That's what they said.
Hmm. Okay. So, and of course, you're talking about the Trayvon Martin situation where there's really just a tragic story of basically essentially a nosy neighborhood watch person who got way in over his head into a situation and ended up allegedly shooting a young man. And it's just absolutely
right.
Something
he's
that...
killing, and my question is this. Do they have a site if you want to send money to help with the attorney fees for this situation?
I haven't the slightest clue. I'm surprised that attorneys haven't gotten on board pro bono on this one, just because it's such a big case. Normally, an attorney will latch on to a case like this because there's so much publicity around it. The attorney
right.
knows that he's going to get, even if the attorney it doesn't end up with a huge cash award from winning the case down the line, the attorney will end up getting a tremendous amount of publicity, which of course is well worth the amount of money they're going to spend on handling the case. But that doesn't mean there isn't such a thing around. I am not aware of it personally. Any other thoughts
right.
you want to share tonight?
I just feel sad that our society has taken this type of turn when you see our young people being, taken away so easily. And I just couldn't believe that the amount that his bail was $150,000, $15,000 to get out. And here's Mike Vick. He had issues with dogs, and he went to jail for 3 years.
No, wait. Who went?
I'm not understanding the thought of the...
I'm sorry. I'm a little confused about what you said. Who had issues with dogs, was it?
Mike Vick. He went to jail 3 years for the dog fighting.
Oh, right. The sports player. Gotcha.
So how in the world is somebody that takes a child's life gets off so easily, or his bail is so low?
Well, I think Mike Vick was... didn't he plead guilty on that?
I'm
or was
not
that
sure.
A jury finding?
It doesn't matter. It was a dog versus a human life was my
totally
point.
I totally understand. Of course, the Zimmerman case is just beginning. To some extent, though, Debbie, you are comparing apples to oranges, because in the Vick case, you're talking about that's what happened after the whole process was over. The Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case is just beginning, so he may be facing many more years. But we won't know until it's all said and done, until it goes to a jury trial and then it plays out. At that point, then you'll be able to look at the sentence and and see how appropriate or inappropriate it is. So we've yet to actually get to that point. And so anything we say here is going to be pure speculation. I mean, for all we know, they'll really hand it to him.
It is speculation. But I still, you know, I just feel like society needs to take a close look at the laws. Politicians need to take a close look at the laws. And I don't feel like it should be that easy to commit a murder and walk free for anyone. I don't even care.
Well, I see where you're coming from. I think that, first of all, Zimmerman, if he jumps bail, he is going to be in a world of trouble because, I mean, he's already in some pretty big trouble here. But when you get out on bail for any amount of money, especially if you've had to put up for a bondsman, that bondsman has a very serious interest in keeping tabs on you. They don't want you to skip on the bail because then they're going to lose. I mean, they put down $15,000 on $150,000 bail, which means the bondsman put down the remainder of the $150,000. And so if Zimmerman skips bail, then all of a sudden there's going to be bounty hunters out looking for him. And let me tell you, those bounty hunters are going to get their man. So at this point, Zimmerman is not... Right. Zimmerman is not free by any means. He's just not sitting in a cage pending trial. And while I certainly understand that, you know, people want to see justice done, it doesn't happen. First of all, I don't think justice gets done very often in this country at all. But there's no chance at it happening until the actual trial process is played out and all of the evidence is put out there. Although my interpretation of what I've learned of the case is that, you know, Zimmerman never should have been following that young man in the way that he was in the first place. He's you know, he's over suspicious. He's paranoid. And whether he's a racist or not, I don't think that matters. I think that
It doesn't. That's not even an issue at this point.
Right. Debbie, thanks for the call.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Julia, are you familiar at all with this case?
You know, I've heard the name, and I've sort of heard the subject, but I just don't follow news stories like this.
Yeah, clearly. This is a huge story.
I know.
Story.
I'm out of the loop, man.
You're a very busy lady, and it's understandable. Not everybody can pay attention to everything going on. So there's other stuff in the news as well that's worth talking about, especially this piece here from the Baltimore Sun about how the federal government is actually cracking down on flea markets.
That is weird.
Now, I've worked at a flea market before. I was doing I guess it was kind of an outreach table, and also was doing some petitioning. It's probably about a decade ago.
I spent every weekend at a flea market with my dad for a long time when I was a
really?
Kid. Yeah, he used to sell movies because he owned a video store like a Blockbuster.
Oh, and he was selling off his inventory.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly, over the years. So we would go every weekend and hang out there.
So we'll talk more about what the feds are doing. I mean, normally if you see cops at a flea market, it's usually the tax guys from the local, like the state, trying to get tax out of the flea market vendors. But now the feds are poking around and causing trouble. We'll explain why. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it has something to do with sports apparel. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free number here for you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And the features that await you there are awaiting you for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites, you can enjoy freetalklive.com on the house. Now, if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, well, one of the ways that you can do that is going to promote us over at promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find different ideas and items. Like, for instance, you can get a free bumper sticker. You can also download flyers you can print out and fill out and post around town, that sort of thing. Plus, high-res graphics, if you'd like to make your own T-shirts, for instance, you can do that. In addition, we've also got other items. You'll see over at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. Perhaps you own a company, or maybe you know someone that does. Maybe you work in the accounts receivable department, and you're struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. You'd rather be doing what you got into business to do. So your resources are pulled away from what you consider the most important. SACL CAI liberates businesses from these inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at the top of freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, let's go to Tom, listening in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live at the Inn and Julia.
Yeah, good evening. I was at the, I took my eighth grader down to the Ron Paul rally yesterday afternoon, and everybody got soaked in the pouring rain.
Oh, this was the one in Philly that I heard was pretty big despite the fact that it was pouring rain out. I heard over 4,000 people attending in the pouring rain.
Well, it was a lot of people. I didn't really have a chance to count them all, but I could make a joke about it being sponsored by an umbrella organization, but yes, who? I mean, you get all these literature tables and stuff there, and guess who had one of their literature table presentations?
The Free State Project had a
table
there.
Yes, they did. Yep, we were there. I was explaining to my son Lewis that, you know, these people are trying to get people to New Hampshire so they can all, you know, vote and work for freedom together in one state. And, yep,
that's
they
right.
were there. And Ron Paul made his speech in the rain underneath a tent and everything. And, we were there.
Great. Did you grab a Free Talk Live bumper sticker? Because I sent some down there.
I don't think I saw those there. But, I mean,
they should have been on the Free State Project table. As I understand it,
they might have been.
Yeah, all right, cool. So anything else you wanted to observe from the rally?
No, but it was across the street from, you know, you take a look at a bicentennial half dollar, you got a picture of Independence Hall on the back.
Yeah.
It was across the street from there.
That sounds like
that's
a good
where,
location.
That's where it was, yeah.
Thanks, and, Tom, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, Steve in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia. Steve in Missouri.
Okay, am I online?
You are. You are on the air, actually. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, I want you to stop talking about the Trayvon Martin case.
Well, we weren't talking about the Trayvon Martin case. We were just talking
about it.
Well, we talked about it with a lady who called in about it. What do you want me to do, not
you
take
know,
calls
you've
from
been
people?
Talking about it over and over and over and over again.
That's actually not true at all. I don't know what show you're listening to.
Just let it go.
I don't know what show you're listening to.
Let it go. Let it go to the jury.
What show are you listening to?
I'm listening to Free Talk Live.
Well, you haven't been listening to our show recently then, because we haven't been talking about Trayvon Martin at all until tonight when someone called in to want to discuss
it. No, Ian, sorry, I have to interrupt you. That is not true.
Oh, really? When's the last time we talked about it?
You guys have been talking about Trayvon Martin every single night.
Yeah.
I listen to your show every
You might be
single
drunk
night,
or something, because that's not
and
true.
And you talk about
drunk.
It every single night.
Are you wasted
you
right now, Steve?
Stop talking.
Steve, are you wasted right now? Because, you know, you just brought up Trayvon Martin again. You realize that, right?
Pardon?
I said you just brought up Trayvon Martin. You realize that, right?
I just want you to stop talking about it.
All right. Consider it done. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
See, anybody can call in.
That's right. Even if you are wasted, you can call this this radio program. And I had my poor whiskey sound effect, but my sound card crashed, so I couldn't get it on the air. And I apologize to anyone who's expecting the pouring whiskey sound effect, because normally that's something I like to play when people who are inebriated call in the show. Sorry, dude. No, first of all, we're not going to ban any topic from Free Talk Live. This is an open phones panel discussion radio program, and anyone can call in about virtually anything. You know, there are some things that we will cross off the list in advance, like if you want to call them, promote your event that's happening in your local area, that doesn't make much sense. So we have to have something that people can talk about, and there can be a conversation around. And whether you like it or not, people are talking about the Trayvon Martin situation. It's pretty important to a lot of people out there. And if you didn't want us to talk about it, you shouldn't have called in to talk about it. Make sense?
He was drunk.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. Oh, yeah, and I challenge Steve or anybody else who thinks we've been talking about Trayvon Martin every day to go back within the last seven days and actually find an instance of us talking about Trayvon Martin, because I'm pretty sure the Trayvon Martin discussion only came up tonight. That's the last time I can recall it in within the last week. 855-450-FREE. Now, Julia, you actually had an interesting, scary story about
right.
blogging. You've kind of gotten into the world of blogging yourself, as I understand it, and so this has to be particularly close to home as far as how it's
right.
striking you.
Well, it's regarding a food blog, and I love food blogs. I read a lot of them, and there's sort of this huge, like, healthy living community, basically, online through these blogs. And these people, they don't make any sort of real health claims. They just say, you know, my experience was I feel good and healthy and, you know, not sick and stuff when I eat well and exercise. Like, mm-hmm. that's the claim, and everybody kind of has their different take on what diet works for them.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there are blogs out there where somebody says, so-and-so cures cancer.
Right.
Which would be a health claim, but so? It's just a blog.
Yeah, exactly. So this is from the Carolina Journal. I thought it was in California, but it's actually in North Carolina.
Okay.
Out of Charlotte, the North Carolina Board of Nutrition is threatening to send a blogger to jail for recounting publicly his battle against diabetes and encouraging people to follow his lifestyle. Chapter 90, Article 25 of the North Carolina General Statutes makes it a misdemeanor to practice dietetics or nutrition without a license.
Hmm.
According to the law, practicing nutrition includes assessing the nutritional needs of individuals or groups and providing nutritional counseling.
So if he thinks that this particular approach worked to help him with his diabetes, then he's not necessarily targeting an individual. He's suggesting this to anyone who might be concerned
right.
about diabetes.
He's sharing his story.
And so, therefore, he's sharing his story with a group, and the state is threatening him over this?
Correct.
They're saying that because you aren't licensed, you haven't gone through the state's process and gotten our paperwork and paid our fees or bribes, therefore, you can't have freedom of speech.
Correct. Steve Cooksey has learned that the definition, at least in his eyes, is expansive. When he was hospitalized with diabetes in February of 2009, he decided to avoid the fate of his grandmother, who eventually died of the disease. He embraced a low-carb, high-protein paleo diet, known also as the caveman diet. That diet, he said, made him drug-free within 30 days. By May of that year, he had lost 45 pounds and decided to start a blog about his success. And that is very common in the blog community. Like, people have a really, you know, something happens to them and they decide to be healthy in whatever way they think is right, and they share their story, you know, when they lose 45 pounds and they feel like a great person and they get off these drugs, and then they tell people about it because they really believe it.
I want to hear more about his story here in a moment. We'll continue at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, because apparently the state of North Carolina, is it?
Yes.
They're coming down on this guy. We'll explain more. 1-855-450-3733. You, of course, can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to control the airwaves. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a variety of features, and those include the mobile site. So if you would like to access... I have to tell you, we've been having some serious problems with the web server recently, and we're still having problems, so bear with us as we get through this bumpy road. At some point, the site will be back online. It's off again. But anyway, well, normally when it is working, the mobile site is m.freetalklive.com and gives you quick access to our live streams, which, by the way, are still online. You can still listen to the streams even though the site itself is not on. You can just open up hi.freetalklive.com in any web in any media player. So your Windows Media Player, iTunes, Winamp. Just open that URL and you'll be able to get tuned into the live streams. So apologies for these technical difficulties. Over at freetalklive.com, the mobile site again, m.freetalklive.com. Now, Julia, you're telling us about a story out of North Carolina where someone has been blogging about their personal health experiences. They've had some success treating diabetes, I guess, and
right,
they are excited. I mean, when you find something that works for yourself, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish in your life, whether it's health-related or something else, you find something that is useful for you, naturally, you want to tell people about it.
Right.
And so that's what this person was doing on their blog.
Correct. But this past January, the State Dietetics and Nutrition Board decided that Cooksey's blog violated state law. The nutritional advice Cooksey provided on the site, according to them, amounts to practicing nutrition, which I don't think that's true at all, but I don't know.
Mm.
The board director says, and in North Carolina, that's something you need a license to do.
Wouldn't you think that, again, obviously I don't know what the ins and outs of these state laws are, but wouldn't it seem that in order to practice, put quotes around that, nutrition, that would mean that you'd be offering services for money?
That's my thought, exactly. And, I mean, I'll go to his blog in a second, but I am very aware of these health blogs, and they're free. I mean, it's just...
So it's going to pay money to get into somebody's opinion site.
Yeah. So, that's what... To me, if somebody talks about, you know, stuff like health advice, that's not the same as paying a doctor.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
In no way, shape, or form is that the same. I don't see how... I mean, this is crazy. It's a crazy restriction on free speech. So he's being investigated or threatened?
It says here, unless Cooksey completely rewrites his three-year-old blog, he could be sued...
What?
Yeah, he could be sued by the licensing board. If he loses the lawsuit and refuses to take down the blog, he could face up to 120 days in jail.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The board's director says Cooksey has a First Amendment right to blog about his diet, but he can't encourage others to unless the state has certified him.
He can't encourage others to do the same thing he did?
That is crazy. If South Carolina wanted to, and I shouldn't even say this because I don't want to give anyone in South Carolina or North Carolina the idea, but if they looked online, just did a Google search, they could very easily find all kinds of blogs just like this.
Maybe he's the only one in North Carolina.
Maybe.
Are there that many blogs? I mean,
yes,
health
there
blogs?
Are a lot. There aren't a lot that are really popular, you know what I mean? There's certainly levels of blogs. I don't know.
Okay, so you hadn't heard of
him. Well, he's a paleo blogger, and I don't. I'm not paleo, so I don't really read a lot of paleo blogs, but it's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But, like, I know that, you know, for example, in Florida every year they have the Orlando Blogging Conference, and there's tons of blogs you never even heard of there. You know,
so it's a national conference?
Right. I mean, there's all kinds of them, though, is my point. There's regional, there's local, and there's all kinds of blogs on all, like, that do this exact thing.
Well,
everywhere.
Maybe this is, you know, maybe this is them testing the waters,
yes,
so to speak.
Yes, I believe that's the case. I would be concerned if I had a health food blog right now.
Absolutely. So he's obviously very open about his location on the blog. In theory... And that's just my guess. I haven't been to the blog yet, but how else would they have known he's
right.
in North Carolina? So it must somehow reveal that information, you know, maybe on like the About Me page for the blog site. I'm so-and-so, I'm from North Carolina. And what you have to wonder is how did the state board get a draw
line
on
him? Here's how he got
him?
It. Well, here's how. So it says here that he attended a nutrition seminar. The speaker was the director of diabetes service. She was giving out wrong information, just like everybody else does. She was promoting low-fat, high-carb diets. So I spoke up. After the meeting, I handed out a couple of business cards and pointed people to my website. 3 days later, he got a call from the director of the nutrition board. Basically,
wow.
She told me that I could not give out nutritional advice without a license, which that's crazy.
Wow. So he promoted himself, and the wrong person got
yes.
a hold of his information.
Right. Perhaps
and snitched him out.
The person, if he went to a nutrition conference, there's a and somebody was speaking, they could have very well been a part of that board, a state board.
Right.
You know? He said that she told him that his website was being investigated and gave him some suggestions about how to bring it to compliance.
Mm.
If he does not go along, the board could file an injunction and essentially shut his website down.
Wow, it's crazy.
And Carla...
And he's facing 120 days
in jail
if he doesn't comply?
Mm-hmm. Which rewriting 3 years worth of blog posts would take long time.
That's
basically,
huge.
He just has to rewrite it so that it never suggests that anybody else does
follow his advice.
Yeah, which is crazy.
It is crazy, and I hope that this guy has the huevos to continue on. Because it would be really sad for him to just bow down to this threat.
Well, what's interesting about this blogging community is that, and I haven't checked out his blog, so I don't know if he's this level yet, but there are quite a large number of nutrition bloggers out there who actually make enough money to make blogging their full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would be in a position to go to jail. You know what I mean? They wouldn't be leaving a job. They,
good point.
They could hire, like a lot of them.
They're independent from a corporation or whatever.
Right. So a lot of them, like if they take a vacation, for example, they'll have guests come and post on their blog.
So you could blog from jail like I did.
Okay, you could do that, yes.
You could talk about the jail food.
Yes. and making healthy choices in jail.
Yeah. There's not many healthy choices you can make in jail. You either eat it or you don't.
Right. But, I mean, in my opinion, if this were me, I would absolutely, if my blog was popular enough to where I didn't work and I just blogged, it seems like it would be great publicity for your blog.
Would you really? That's great.
Yeah.
It totally would. And I think they'd probably back down, too, because he would essentially be the first blogger to be put in jail.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's already happened, but it's certainly.
I've never heard about this. I can imagine that this is huge news in the nutrition blogging community. Yeah. And
well, how did you come across it?
There in the nutrition blogging community. Yeah. I also saw it on Facebook, so it's just kind of going around with people that I know that are really interested in food and nutrition.
I mean, it's already newsworthy. It already looks bad for the state agents and what they're doing here, picking on...
A diabetic.
Right, picking on a sick guy and also going after freedom of speech. But if they were to actually follow through with their threats and take this and bring him up on some sort of criminal charge, and then he goes to court and then is convicted by a jury of his peers for blogging. Like 120 days? Maybe. I would presume there'd be a jury trial involved in that. I don't know what all the rules of the court system are in North Carolina. I suppose there's a small chance it could be a bench trial and he could just be taken in without a jury trial. But either way, to have any blogger, you know, sentenced to any jail time for blogging an opinion is just absolutely anathema to the idea of free speech. And we already know that free speech is a joke in this country. But it would really, I think, hammer that home for folks. And if he could blog from jail, it would make it all the better.
Well, I can tell you that this is something that he will easily be able to rally national support in the blogging community. This is huge. And this affects every single one of them. You know what I mean? Because they all believe in what they eat, and they all suggest it.
They talk to people about it.
I mean,
is it illegal to tell someone in person, too? Like
this works for me?
Right, if I say, hey, Julia, you should try this.
Yeah.
Not that you take any advice from me, but you know, as far as health is concerned.
Oh, no, not
I don't know
for
a damn
health.
Thing about that. But is that illegal just to tell someone something? I mean, again, this guy isn't making money off of this. It's a blog. You can go, you can read it, you can share it, you can disagree with it, you can probably comment on it.
Yeah.
This is insane.
I know. It's heartbreaking.
So is that all that you have to share from
me? Yeah, the next section is called The Law, so I don't want to read that. That sounds boring.
It does.
The Law. Usually. I think it's just the lady pointing out all the ins and outs of the law.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, though. I mean, from the law aspect of it, not necessarily the details, but of why this board, what was it, the Board of Natural...
Of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Nutrition and Dietetics Board. This is essentially a protection agency for the nutrition people who have paid the bribes to the state in order to be protected from other people who haven't. 1-855-453, and that's what regulations are all about. It's not about protecting you, the consumer. It's about protecting... the businesses.
Right.
The established businesses. 855-453. Your thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming, for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.